Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. I'm pleased to say we have pre-recorded an interview with Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart, a senior member of the House Committee on Appropriations, the representative of the people of the 25th District of Florida, and the chief sponsor of very important legislation aimed at designating the Muslim Brotherhood as what it is, a terrorist organization. The timing of this interview means that we are not able to ask the congressman about his thoughts on the attack, but his views on an enabler of jihadism, the Brotherhood, are very, very trenchant indeed. Congressman, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio.
Great. Thank you, sir. It's a privilege to be on your radio show.
Well, the privilege is really ours because I don't often get a chance to say as direct a thank you as I want to about as important a piece of legislation as I think this bill is. Would you talk a little bit about your sense of what the Brotherhood is about and why it is important to designate it as a terrorist organization?
Frankly, I think the Muslim Brotherhood poses a direct, an absolutely direct threat, a severe threat to U.S. national security interests. They're in essence an umbrella organization, a mother organization of a number of radical terrorist groups. They are constantly attempting to eliminate and destroy not only Americans, but also our allies. And the Muslim Brotherhood has a long history of terrorism throughout the entire world. This is a group that supports and helps and stands behind a number of terrorist organizations that are responsible for, frankly, numerous acts of violence and of terrorism around the planet. So to me, it's pretty much a no-brainer for, it's really, frankly, late. It's time for Congress and particularly the State Department to recognize who these folks are. This is a very well-known group, and sanction them as they deserve, as a foreign terrorist organization. To me, it's frankly sad that we even have to be presenting this bill. This is something that the Department of State should have done on its own many, many years ago.
Not only has the State Department not designated them as a terrorist organization, but has, to the contrary, particularly under the Obama administration, very explicitly been embracing and engaging, in some cases even arming, the Muslim Brotherhood. And Congressman Diaz-Balart, I just wonder, as you look at this, what has the practical effect been of such behavior on the part of the United States government, not just in Egypt, but in other parts of the world as well?
Absolutely, Frank. And I think Egypt is the, I guess, potentially the most vivid example of this administration's lack of understanding of the world. Not only did they, frankly, originally publicly say that the Muslim Brotherhood were acceptable. They supported them. They supported the Muslim Brotherhood, and we saw what happened in Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood started acting like the Muslim Brotherhood does, ultimately the Egyptian people and the Egyptian military, with absolute support of the Egyptian people, were able to, before the Muslim Brotherhood was able to consolidate absolute power, were able to get rid of them, have elections, and through that election process, elect Mr. al-Sisi. Now, I will tell you that one of the most offensive things that I've seen in a long time is if you just read, Frank, the administration's statements, when the Muslim Brotherhood, and they did win originally elections in Egypt. They were the only ones organized and who had the organization and the people and the funding, and they won that first election. If you look at what the administration wrote and stated after that, praising that election and praising the Muslim Brotherhood as if it was the reincarnation of Ronald Reagan, Winston Churchill, and Mother Teresa. And then you read when, after the Egyptian people, with the help of the military, recovered their freedom, had three transparent elections, and elected an ally of the United States and of Israel. You should then read that statement, and that is, in essence, a condemnation of this elected leadership that happens to be pro-American, that happens to be probably the best, it's the best relationship that Israel has had with Egypt is now with this current government. And yet, the administration in essence, even though it was a democratic process, in essence condemned Egypt. Again, it's a, and we will recall, Frank, the numerous statements from the administration talking about how the Muslim Brotherhood was a secular group and that they were not a problem. Well, history has shown that that is not true. It's hard to not recognize the reality of the Muslim Brotherhood because they have a very clear record. They don't hide who they are.
Congressman, quickly, just tell us where do things stand with respect to this legislation and the prospects for getting a House vote on it, as you see it?
Well, I'm optimistic that we are going to get a vote on it. We have two, in essence, impediments. The one that is more concerning to me is, frankly, just is the floor time available, because we have so many things that have to happen. You know, we've also had, which I will tell you, Frank, was a bit of a surprise to me, because when I first introduced it and then I made changes, to try to get you know, members of the opposition party, the Democratic Party, to sign on to it and to agree to it. And so I did make changes to try to make it, you know, I guess less aggressive, even though all that my original bill did was actually speak about the facts. I put the facts in the bill. But if you look at this other version, you know, I have to admit I watered it down a bit to try to get support. And unfortunately, when it was marked up, and again, we passed it out of the House Judiciary Committee, it was a vote of 17-10, but it was in essence a party line vote, which frankly not only surprised me, but was very disappointing. So we can expect strong opposition. I don't quite understand it from the Democrats. I think it's really coming from, you know, pressure from the White House. But we can overcome that. The question is, do we run out of time? I don't think so. I feel relatively optimistic that we will be able to get it through the floor of the House this year.
Hey, before we run entirely out of time, Congressman Mario Diaz-Balart of Florida, let me ask you about one other issue I know you're very passionate about, and that is Venezuela. The complete meltdown of that country that has been propping up the Castro regime and benefiting from its security services support is of course a blight on the people of Venezuela, but I believe it's also a regional disaster and possibly even a problem for us as well. Very quickly, sir, what are your sense? What's your sense of where that's going and what we should be doing to try to help?
Well, Venezuela is imploding. The leadership there, and as you well stated, is in essence a puppet state of the Castro regime in Cuba. But the situation on the ground has frankly gotten so desperate that they literally don't have food in the supermarkets. They literally don't have basic things like toilet paper. This is one of, you know, this is, I believe it has the largest oil reserves in the planet. And yet they now are basically down to having 3 to 4, if they're lucky, 5 hours of electricity a day, even in the capital in Caracas. And so the people have hit the streets. They've been demonstrating, but they also then were able to elect a parliament in opposition to the regime, a new Congress. But the regime is just not allowing that Congress to, in essence, do their job. We saw that they literally physically beat up members of that parliament for trying. The members were just trying to do their job, and they actually beat them up. The violence against the Venezuelan people has been escalating. So what should we do? You know, first place, we should talk about and condemn the that dictatorship in Venezuela. Secondly, we should support publicly and aggressively by any means possible the democratic opposition, by the way, who have been elected by huge numbers by the people and who are, again, being bludgeoned and beaten up. And, you know, what's frankly very disappointing yet not surprising is the absolute silence from the Obama administration. And so Congress, by the way, has been, that I have to admit, has been relatively bipartisan, has been very supportive of the efforts of the Venezuelan people, of the elected parliament, to regain their freedom and regain their democracy. But again, absolute silence from President Obama and from his administration.
Your leadership in this regard, as in all of these other areas, Congressman Diaz-Balart, is really appreciated, and I commend you for it and look forward to, as I say, both helping where we can and showcasing that work as you go forward with it.
Come back to us again very soon, if you will. Next up, we'll be speaking with Kenneth Timmerman, the President and CEO of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy in Iran. Straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.